This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Biden administration and their open border policy is suing Arizona Governor Doug Ducey over his construction of a barrier made from double-stacking shipping containers along parts of the U.S.-Mexico border. Ducey launched the effort to fill gaps in the Trump administration's border wall amid a surge in border crossings. The Biden administration claims it's unlawful since it was erected on U.S. land. Republican Senator Josh Hawley on Fox News weighs in.
They don't want a border. They don't want there to be Customs and Border Patrol. They don't want there to be ICE. They don't want there to be immigration enforcement. This is their plan, and they're executing it.
A couple of television reality stars are getting a new lifestyle change most of us would not want.
The stars of the reality series Chrisley Knows Best were convicted in June of conspiracy to defraud banks out of more than $30 million. They were also found guilty on a number of tax crimes, including attempting to defraud the IRS. Todd, sentenced to 12 years, will do his time in a minimum security prison in Pensacola, Florida. Julie, who got 7 years, will go to a medium security facility about 2 hours away in Mariana, Florida. Both must report by January 17th. I'm Richard Johnson.
The House on Wednesday passed a short-term funding bill to avert a government shutdown, kicking Friday's funding deadline to next Friday to allow lawmakers more time to strike a deal on spending for the remainder of fiscal 2023. Republicans are wanting a much shorter term as they want to instill a budget when they take over majority in January. Two men on a sailboat missing for 10 days were rescued at sea on Tuesday. Kevin Hyde and Joe Didamasso were sailing from Cape May, New Jersey, to Marathon, Florida, but disappeared after they left North Carolina's Outer Banks on December 3rd. The U.S. Coast Guard said Hyde and Didamasso, along with their dog, were located about 200 miles off the coast of Delaware. This is USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The central bank boosted its benchmark rate a half point to a range of 4.25% to 4.5%, its highest level in 15 years. The latest move will further increase the cost of many consumer and business loans, and the risk of recession continues to plague the American dream. Fed Chair Jerome Powell Wednesday
decided to raise interest rates by 50 basis points today, a step down from the 75 basis point pace seen over the previous four meetings. Of course, 50 basis points is still a historically large increase, and we still have some ways to go.
It only took a handful of people to falsely manipulate stock prices.
The Securities and Exchange Commission has charged 7 Twitter users and a podcaster in an alleged $100 million stock manipulation scheme run through social media. The 7 Twitter users also use the messaging app Discord to promote certain stocks to hundreds of thousands of followers and then quietly sold their positions after a run-up of the stock's prices. Both the SEC and the Justice Department said a government investigation is still ongoing. I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden is backtracking after saying no way and will announce this week the United States is planning to send Patriot air defense missiles to Ukraine. Ukraine has been requesting further air defense support for some time as Russian attacks have continued to kill civilians and cause major blackouts. It is not known how many of the batteries will be sent to Ukraine. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me. What's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. By the way, coming up this Friday, which is tomorrow, we've got a real treat for you. We had a chance to spend, a good hour with my good friend Jonathan Kahn and his new book, Return of the Gods, a follow-up. You've heard us talk about, of course, the documentary of the Harbinger documentary, which is absolutely awesome. If you've not seen that, you need to get your eyes in front of that documentary. Remind you of the Harbinger book series, the highlights of it. It's always good sometimes not only to read it, but to also see it on a bigger screen and in a documentary presentation. Very, very well done. Highly recommended. And, of course, Return of the Gods, his new book that is just absolutely, striking the hearts and minds of many people of faith, because we see what's happening in our culture today. And as Jonathan points out in his book, all this manifestation of this evil. And I know sometimes people are hesitant to call it for what it is. And, of course, evil loves it when we hesitate and we want to mollify and somehow confuse its existence. But the fact of the matter is it's on full display. You see what's going on. The over-sexualization of our culture, of course, which takes us back to, some of these goddesses of in human history that, ran countries. It's amazing the influence that they had. And what a powerful lure sex is. And here we are. We're so overstimulated. And of course, if that's not enough, let's overstimulate our kids as well, right? It's absolute lunacy what is happening in our culture today. But, again, as we were talking with Liz Peek earlier, this is the tyranny of the minority that is running our country. The far left and the very, very far right, we are we like to think ourselves as being a moderate nation, fair-minded, and embracing common sense. Of course, when you come to Judeo-Christian principles, really, common sense is only common if, the majority of people feel the same way. And at one time, when this country was started, we believed in Judeo-Christian principles, and the common sense really aligned itself with biblical principles. Today, common sense could be redefined and say, well, you do as you darn well please, and hopefully you don't hurt anybody, that kind of deal. But it misrepresents the Word of God and misrepresents God just flat out, full stop. And when we do that, we get ourselves in all kinds of problems. And this is where we are right now. And the Return of the Gods points it out, that we have these evil influences amongst us and the result of us turning our back on God. And you may say, well, when did we do that? Well, we've done, it's been going on. It's been a subtle movement. And I would say you could probably go back, to the introduction of Darwinism back in the mid-1800s. It seemed to give license to those anti-faith types or anti-God types, you know, to come in and take over. And it's been a progressive movement, and that's why they are progressives, and look at their doxology. You know, their ideology is a godless society. Well, we've seen time and again what happens with godless societies, what they do to their people. And, you know, and the thing is so ludicrous is always, oh, we're going to have equality and all that. Well, it's, you know, that's all a pipe dream, because that never happens, because there's always somebody at the top. This is the way it works. OK, there has to be a structure, and, you know, they'll deny it. But that's their intent. Take full control. They'll be at top. You'll be at the bottom, and you will do as they say. And this is where we are right now, in abandoning our constitutional rights. And the thing is amazing to me is that, you know, here they accuse Donald Trump. I don't know if you saw this. You know, they're all in a hoopla. Anytime Donald Trump says anything, you know, questions things about the elections, you know, people's heads explode. It's like, wait a minute. Why can't you just, you know, have a question about, about the election? I mean, there are more questions than answers, and I don't see anybody from the left going, well, here, let me answer and tell you why Joe Biden got 80 million votes and won the president. Nobody has offered that argument. And meanwhile, we have all this evidence, and I know it drives people on the left. A dear friend of mine, he just refuses to accept that there are just a plethora, I mean, beyond a plethora of evidence here that the election was rigged. And some can say, okay, it was stolen, you know, all kinds of adjectives that go along with it, whatever it is, because we're kind of in the dark here, blindfolded, feeling different parts of it, go, this isn't right, you know. Whether we say it was stolen, it was rigged, you know, they cheated, you know, on and on. I mean, you know, the rules, no question. They're very dynamic. They changed on the spot. Democratic lawyers put a lot of pressure on these state houses, and they had their way with them and were able to, you know, alter the course of the game. I mean, can you imagine? We're in the middle of a Super Bowl game, and you got the opposition, you know, negotiating with the refs and New York Central Control and changing the rules so it favors them. I mean, it's unheard of. It's un-American. But yet somehow it's acceptable in politics. And this is what divides us. Because, you know, even in a Super Bowl game, we may not like the outcome, but we feel at the end of the day, for the most part, hey, it was a fair game. We got some great plays there. Some things didn't happen. Maybe even if we got a bad call that worked against you, you know, you might grumble a little bit. But, you know, by and large, you say, okay, look, it was out there on the field, and it was a fair contest for the most part. Okay, very rarely is there anything that you come in and you say, oh, my goodness, you know, the ref, the umpire got in the way, and they just, you know, messed up the whole results. Very rarely. But in this case, you know, because we've been conditioned by having a level playing field and fair contest, right? I mean, we're not Brazil. We're not some third world country. But for some reason, it seems that some people would like us to be. Am I overstating that? I mean, it seems to me that they want to be more comfortable with us acting like a third world country, to go into these contests with a predetermined outcome. I mean, forget about what the people want. See, this is why it's so important. I remind you about we the people. I think that those are the three most powerful words that just shakes, rattles and rolls those who are in power, these elites in power, that want to maintain power and control. But we the people have the position, we have the rightful authority to take our government back. Okay, we're the ones that give it, right? It's the consent of the governed. If the governed decides to no longer offer its consent to those that are governing us, they're out of a job. And I think they're worthy of that when you look at the results. What have they done with this country? What have they done with $31 trillion in debt that says that they should maintain their offices, their sweet deals, their insider trading benefits, and all these other things that seem to fatten their wallets and lean our wallets. You know, that's just not fair. It's just not right. You know that in your heart. But it will continue until we, the people, come together as one.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The world's population recently reached 8 billion people. And while some are concerned about the status of global resources in space, we at the Tide Ministry are focused on how to share the gospel with the growing number of people being born into cultures and regions where Jesus is not known. As the population rises, so does the need for the body of Christ to be salt and light in a lost and increasingly dark world. For over 75 years, the Tide Ministry has worked through evangelistic radio broadcasts to share the love of Christ and make disciples among those who don't yet know Him. Our vision is to continue expanding our outreach among unreached people groups and see more lives changed by God's grace and mercy. To learn how you can pray for and encourage gospel proclamation among the huge number of people who have yet to hear the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Lord, it is, isn't it? It is, if that's what you want it to be. You know, here we are rejoicing in the third week of Advent. And looking forward to Christmas Day and all the celebrations, time to be with family. You know, hopefully, you know, that there would be peace on earth, right? I mean, in the midst of all
the stuff that's going on. And, you know, we can't look to elected officials. I think sometimes we give them too much credit. See, this is why we need God, because this is a God thing. God can handle this. This is right up his sleeve. This is in his wheelhouse. When we're all crazy and nuts and chaos is going, I mean, who are you going to go to? You know, Ghostbusters doesn't work here, okay? All right. You got to go to the one who created it all. And then we realize when we go to him and he delivers the answer, we go, wow, why did we wait so long? Why are we such knuckleheads that we resist the gift that God always has for us? And we're reminded of it in this Christmas season. And my prayer is that this would be the best Christmas ever. And the best Christmas ever would be that not that you got the gift that you wanted under the tree, but that you received the gift, the best gift that God has for all his creation. And I'll tell you, that in itself is transformative. It is life-changing beyond description. And peace undeniable, and joy inexpressible. Joy that you thought, wow, could never be possible. That's my prayer for you. Anyways, we were talking earlier about some programming notes. This Friday, the first hour is dedicated to Jonathan Cahn and his book, An Update on Return of the Gods, because many people are saying, okay, what other manifestations of these gods that you've written about that we're already starting to see? What's the next step? And so those questions will be answered. Good fun, good time. A very provocative time and an appointment time for you. Also, in the next coming weeks, we're going to be, you know, reflecting back on the previous year. We'll be replaying some interviews that were most popular that you responded to. So we'll bring them back one more time as we wrap up the year and get ready to celebrate 2023 together. So stay tuned for all that good stuff. You can check out the website. BillMartinezLive.com or BillMartinezShow.com. Either one will get you there. And we'll be posting, as we usually do, every day, what's on the schedule and who we're going to be featuring in the next couple weeks as you know, we continue to roll on and, as I said, get ready for 2023. Anyway, back to Donald Trump. A lot of hoopla, the Donald Trump over the weekend, you know, after the reveal of Twitter and the information and how rigged the system is. I mean, you can't blame Donald Trump for being frustrated, could you? I mean, if this was you, put yourself in his shoes. You ran a race, and you get it. You know, people don't like you, but still. I mean, you're going and you're talking to thousands of people, different events, and Joe Biden's doing his events, and he's lucky to get 12 people showing up. I mean, and after it's all said and done, I mean, the head-scratcher that comes out is that Joe Biden somehow, operating out of his bunker, is able to garner 10 million more votes than Barack Obama. Okay? And of course, even 10 million more votes, I guess, than Donald Trump. I mean, it's astounding. It just doesn't make sense. And most reasonable people, common sense people, as Liz Peek would say, they're all scratching their heads. I mean, 60% of the people agree there's something funny that happened in 2020. Well, the problem is, you know, voter fraud has been going on forever. Forget about Eric Holder. Eric Holder, bless his heart. I mean, he's delusional when he says that voter fraud doesn't exist. We know better. We know it does exist. You know, the Heritage Foundation, it has it well documented, all the offenses, not all, but, you know, a good number of the offenses. I say not all because some people are still able to get away with it. And the convictions. You know, which has to be a surprise to Eric Holder because he says voter fraud doesn't exist. Well, people are getting arrested. They're in jail. So I guess it does. But anyway, not to digress too far. But it happened. And it happened in 2020 like we've never seen before. I mean, whoever wanted the power and control, they were so desperate that there was no holds barred. And everybody was in. And according to, you know, what we're seeing in the Twitterverse, as Elon Musk has opened up the hood of Twitter, we're able to look into the machinations of it all and see, wow, ooh, got FBI people in here. You got all these government officials. And wait, are they supposed to be this deep in an organization? Are they supposed to be telling the organization to do certain things, not do other things, you know, that kind of deal? Are they supposed to do that? I thought that only happens in third world countries or communist countries. Well, you know, again, no holds barred. They violated the Constitution. They violated all sorts of rules of law in order to do this, in order to get the expected outcome. And it was more than expected. This was machined. I mean, you think about it. Nancy Pelosi makes an announcement in the end of October saying that Joe Biden was going to be the next president. No ifs, ands, buts about it, full stop. Joe Biden will be the next. I mean, she was fully confident that Joe Biden was going to be the president of the United States. Now, keep in mind all the polling evidence, everything else, you know, plus on top of that, you had a very successful administration, except for COVID, in dealing with COVID. But even dealing with COVID, you know, there was a sense of expediency. They were really good about keeping on top of everything, unlike what happened, if you recall, but I guess people didn't recall because they wanted him back, what happened under Joe Biden and Barack Obama when we were dealing with the pandemic. And not a pandemic, but we were dealing with a health crisis, as you recall. It took them 8 months to respond. I mean, it was terrible. Terrible administration. And so what would give you any anticipation that they would have done any better than what the Trump administration had done on behalf of the American people in trying to save lives? And every time he tried to come up with an idea or forward an idea that was working, like hydroxychloroquine, the media, suddenly they were all doctors. And, you know, and they poo-pooed any involvement with a drug, an over-the-counter drug that was saving people's lives. And that was part and parcel of helping people get on the other side of COVID and avoiding going to the hospital, avoiding being put on a ventilator, because a ventilator was a near-death sentence. As my doctor said, probably less than a third of the people who go on a ventilator actually survive. So, I mean, the odds are you're on a ventilator, and then, of course, you know, the CDC's dictate to administer remdesivir. It's just, I mean, when the truth all comes out on all this, and it is creeping out ever so slowly, but it's there, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, even, Ron DeSantis in Florida, my governor there, I mean, he's saying he wants to hold Big Pharma's feet to the fire here and hold them liable. Well, God bless him. I mean, this is going to start a wave amongst other states to say, hey, wait a minute, me too. You know, what they did. And, you know, so there's going to be some closer scrutiny than what's been done by Dr. Fauci and the CDC and those that have been controlling the narrative. And people are pursuing this. But getting back to Donald Trump, he hears all this information that's coming out from Elon Musk and Twitter and how they tilted the scales. I mean, this was egregious. And so I believe in his frustration or even the idea because, you know, God forbid we have freedom of speech, right? Because the first time we speak on a topic, it's not like we have it spot on. We kind of talk about it. We nail down the narrative. We refresh it and review it and revise it as it goes. But, you know, when President Trump speaks, you know, they go after and they immediately want to say that, oh, the president wants to get rid of the Constitution. That's not what he said. He said, look, it needs to be redone and he should be put back in office because the fact of the matter is that it was a fraud. A fraud was perpetrated. The election was stolen. And it's clear that this is another bit of evidence that indicates that. And because he brings into question and says, okay, here's a possible remedy, the media immediately says, oh, he wants to do away with the Constitution, as if the Democratic Party and Joe Biden had not. Okay, it's total hypocrisy. But, hey, it's the world we live in, and we must continue to fight for liberty. Thank you.
The support is sponsored by Amazon. Holiday procrastinators, we have news for you. Enjoy last-minute gift shopping when you shop small businesses in Amazon's store. Discover thoughtful and unique gifts you'll get on time with the quick and convenient delivery you love from Amazon. Customers can shop giftable products from small businesses featured in Amazon's Small Business Gift Guide and take inspiration from celeb favorites with curated small business picks from Ayesha Curry, Oprah Winfrey, and Kristen Cavallari. Shop categories like toys and home and not-so-boring stocking stuffers from women-owned, black-owned, family, and military-owned businesses. Amazon's Director for Small Business Empowerment, Kara Cusick, says,
At Amazon, we're proud to help hundreds of millions of customers discover incredible small business products. And this season, we've made it easier than ever to discover and support small businesses with our new Small Business Badge to help you easily identify products from small business brand owners and artisans while you shop.
To shop for unique last-minute gifts, head to amazon.com/supportsmall.
USA News Update. The Biden administration and their open border policy is suing Arizona Governor Doug Ducey over his construction of a barrier made from double stacking shipping containers along parts of the U.S.-Mexico border. Republican Senator Josh Hawley on Fox.
The Biden administration is getting exactly what they want at the southern border. This 14,000 a day illegal surge, they've known about this. They've known this would happen. They don't want a border. They don't want there to be Customs and Border Patrol. They don't want there to be ICE. They don't want there to be immigration enforcement. This is their plan, and they're executing.
The House on Wednesday passed a short-term funding bill to avert a government shutdown, kicking Friday's funding deadline to next Friday to allow lawmakers more time to strike a deal on spending for the remainder of fiscal 2023. The central bank boosted its benchmark rate a half a point to a range of 4.25% to 4.5%, its highest level in 15 years. Lance Pry, USA News.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Martinez with you. Great to have you along with us for the ride. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, as the world continues to grapple with unprecedented change across industries and sectors, organizations are reimagining the modern workforce and how work gets done to drive innovation forward. To highlight how project managers and their teams achieve significant milestones that makes a lasting impact on our society, Project Management Institute, PMI, is honoring the 50 most influential projects of this past year, 2022. From a revolutionary tumor mutation database to bold advancements in urban development, this year's list is a clear indicator of how project managers can turn daring ideas into reality. Gary Scharf, the leader of the North American Client Engagement with PMI, is here to talk about it and to tell us more. Gary, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Wow, I love this. I love when we can pause for a moment and look back and celebrate, you know, the highlights, especially in this case, the 50 most influential projects of 2022.
Yeah, it's quite an extensive list.
Well, let's talk about, first of all, an overview of this most influential projects list that I referred to earlier.
Yeah, thanks. So let me take a half a step back, right? So in 2019, in honor of our 50th anniversary as an organization, we highlighted the top 50 projects over the past 50 years. People really loved what we had highlighted, and we've taken that forward. So every year now, we release what we call the most influential project list for a given year, and it reflects how project managers have found resourceful ways to keep initiatives moving forward amid, you know, so many global disruptions. This year's list touches areas like education, climate action, architecture, healthcare, and technology.
Wow. Yeah, this is good. So break it down. Which project topped the list this year, and which project stood out for you?
Yeah, thank you. So the number one project is what we're calling the new HQ, new headquarters. But it's not one project. It's an amalgamation of seven of-the-moment workplaces that were built for how work gets done now and in the future. right? This included, you know, organizations like Google and Adidas, Meta, JP Morgan, and others. The common theme through all of these really innovative and beautiful buildings was the employee, mm-hmm. right? And the employee experience, right, in working in that office, right? There's a mm-hmm. huge debate right now, right, over where are we working and work from home and work in the office, right?
Right.
And what's become clear is that whether, you know, a happier and healthier employee tends to be a more productive one. And all of these organizations really looked at the employee first, right? To get that, you know, to get that going and help the employee be a more productive worker. The one that stood out to me as my favorite though is what we all saw go up this year, which was the James Webb Space Telescope. And one of the reasons it's my personal favorite is I actually got to meet the NASA program director who was the final program director for that launch. His name's Greg Robinson. He was actually the fourth such program director, as this was a 20-year initiative.
Wow.
Right? And when that thing went up and we started to see those pictures come back in July from, you know, a sparkling galaxy cluster, an exoplanet outside of our solar system and, you know, the nebula where stars are born. It's fascinating, right? Yeah. Awe-inspiring. But it wasn't just NASA that did that, right? This was a 20-year endeavor. It was supported by the European Space Agency, the Canadian Space Agency, countless contractors and workers, right? It's a huge undertaking. And now that it's up there and it's operational, look at the pictures we're getting now and think about what that's going to mean in the future. Think about what our kids are going to get to see, right? And what are we going to learn? It's mind-boggling when you think of it. So that one stands out to me as my favorite.
How chilling was that for you? I mean, just hearing you recount it, you know, stands up the hairs on my arms here, Gary. I mean, to be able to check that out first time.
Well, you know, the pictures themselves are amazing, right? And what it contains is amazing. But when you, you know, you get to hear the folks who were responsible for getting it up into the sky and some of the various challenges they went through over the years. Remember, the idea for this came 20 years ago, right?
Yes,
when
exactly.
they realized the Hubble telescope was going to be, you know, outdated over time and that they could do better. So it was, you know, all the different things, even to how do I fit, you know, the rocket casing over the telescope itself and the challenges that existed there. So it was, you know, it was cool to get that, you know, that inside baseball, so to speak, you know. What was really going on? We got to see some videos on how this was, you know, how it came together, some time-lapse videos, quite astounding. So to get to see that, right, you know, what was going on, you know, in Florida as it was getting built versus what ultimately, you know, the pictures we're seeing coming back,
yes.
awe-inspiring to me.
Unbelievable. Let's talk about a couple other projects atop the list. What else?
Sure. Yeah, so there's a number of what we're calling EV charging pilots, right? Pilot projects that are out there. So one is, you know, our government spending, you know, billions to build out, you know, a much needed network of over 500,000 EV charging stations throughout the country, right? And that's what our government's doing, but then the private sector is getting involved as well, right? So right now Starbucks and Volvo are partnering together to create a joint venture where there are going to be charging stations all set up between Denver and Seattle, right? And that's scheduled to be completed before the end of the year. So we're starting to see, you know, the public-private sector coming together and working on these larger initiatives, right? And so think about, you know, being able to drive cross-country and be able to charge that, you know, electric car all the way through, right? You know, today that might be a bit of a challenge. Tomorrow it's going to be commonplace. And these are some of the projects that we've seen that are going to help change that.
Well, this is, you know, like you mentioned, a joint venture between, you know, the taxpayer, basically, and business working hand in hand. You know, this has happened before, and you know, this speaks to the innovation and the soul and spirit of the American people, doesn't it?
It tends to, you know, when you look back over time, that tends to be how the most things got done, right? It wasn't just one entity. It was that sort of that joint public-private partnership.
Without a
doubt. We've seen that all through our history.
Well, we're talking with Gary Scharf. He serves as the leader of North American Client Engagement at Project Management Institute. And we're highlighting, I mean, there's so much to talk about here. When you talk about the 50 most influential projects of 2022, PMI is putting out this new list highlights. And we'll give you a website here in just a moment where you can go, because there's no way we're going to catch them all. But this is all fascinating stuff. A couple of minutes left here, Gary. What else should what else stands out besides everything?
Yeah, well, I mean, there are some things that we really focus in on, which are the underpinnings for how these projects get done. And one of which is what we call power skills, right? And power skills are really the skills that a project leader is going to need to have to be able to turn those ideas into reality in these, you know, challenging times. Power skills, you know, are sometimes called soft skills or emotional intelligence. These are the interpersonal skills, right? And they play such a critical role in how actually work gets done and can mean the success or failure on a project, right? I'm talking about, you know, empathy and collaborative leadership and having an innovative mindset. These are all the things that come together that help, you know, a project manager work with their teams and get work completed.
Exactly. Well, how can we get started on our own project management journey, Gary?
Yeah, if you're really interested, you know, you can go to PMI.org, right? And we've got a great sort of a starter, you know, product called Kickoff. And that's a 45-minute online course and toolkit, right? And it covers all the basics of project management to help individuals with little or no experience work smarter and learn how to lead successful projects.
That's awesome. The website that they can go to get the full list that we highlighted, just a few of the projects. I mean, this is the fourth annual Top 50 list, along with 30 industry and location specific top 10 lists as well, right?
Yeah, that's if you go to mip.pmi.org.
Well, Gary Scharf, congratulations to PMI. Another great year. We look forward to 2023. Gary is the leader of North American Client Engagement with the Project Management Institute. Have a great day, Gary. Thank you.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this December with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 200 different wines and spirits, including Cabernet, sparkling wine, single barrel bourbon, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Love what you find at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly, B21.
This report is sponsored by Campfire Films. The movie Climb is an inspirational film about a man, his bike, his family, and his quest to return to competitive cycling after suffering a catastrophic accident. It's a documentary written and directed by Neil Myers, who's at the center of the story. 4 years ago, Neil was part of a relay team that competed in triathlons all over the U.S. One day, while on a training ride in Santa Barbara, he rounded a curve to find a truck headed right at him. Neil explains what happened next.
I broke 15 bones in 26 places, collapsed both lungs, and had a brain bleed. Took a month in the hospital and 2 months of rehab before I was able to ride again. After a year, I was back on the starting line. It's really a story of how a community helped me recover.
Climb has won 26 awards, including Best Documentary, Best Cinematography, and Best Original Score. You can watch the film at climbdoc.org. That's climbdoc.org.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
We're back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and it is time for the one and only Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. And we've got lots of things to talk about, and this, you know, Dr. Ted, this is going to be our final interview of 2022, because I'm going to take a couple of weeks off, and I know you're going to probably be taking a well-deserved break yourself, so this will be the last of 2022, and we'll look forward to 2023 in January.
Bill, I've got to clarify this. I don't get time off at Christmas and New Year's. And the reason is that Hollywood releases all these movies for A Man Called Otto is releasing at the end of the year. It's probably going to give him an Academy Award. It's not, we gave it a -3 for excessive material that you didn't need.
Right.
A lot of these movies, even with people we like Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just a flood of movies that are going to come out at the end of the year. And
right.
Like last night, I was at Lord of the Rings. There are 419 streaming movies and TV series. Last night, I was at Lord of the Rings. I met with the producer. I met with the writer. I talked to them. I met with one of the stars. He talked about Job and the character's history. I mean, the number 8 was the most Christian episode. But, you know, that got me back home at around 11 o'clock. I got in bed at 12 o'clock. I got up at 4 o'clock to let the dog out. Mm. And this is going to happen every single day.
That's right.
Now until New Year's. So, because I vote in the Critics' Choice Award and I vote in the Producers Guild. Now, I vote in those awards, and I've already submitted some of my nominations. And what do they choose? They choose the most sexually explicit bad stuff. And I'm saying, should I vote? And I vote anyway. I vote just because I feel somebody has to represent the family audience.
Well, you have to. I mean, and you know, so they want to ignore the box office numbers and family-friendly productions and what's going on with their success. And it's to their demise and to their injury, and I think to their irresponsibility to anybody that invests in those movies. Because the people are voting with their wallets.
I agree. And, you know, like one of them is Babylon, which was taken from a book in 1978 called Hollywood Babylon, which the guy wrote a sequel 10 years later and said, why isn't there as much sex and violence? Well, the reason is that we've been doing our work since then, and people were making less sex and violence. But I grew up in Hollywood. My father starred in a movie in 1926, and I'll tell you, there were a lot of good people. My uncle played cards with, you know, the Duke, John Wayne, and my father, you know, room next door with Cary Grant. All these people, not everybody was running off to cocaine parties. I've got to tell you, that was a very small percentage of Hollywood.
Mm.
When my mother died, I went crazy, so I did some of that stuff.
Mm.
But that wasn't the majority of people. And there were a lot of good people, and every time I used to, I introduced Ronald Reagan three times, and he'd always mention my father. There were a lot of good people in the industry, probably more than you could possibly imagine. So to make a movie, and they've done a couple of them, making Hollywood look like it was just evil, puts into the minds of people that it was just
exactly
a lot of good people. Robert Taylor, the some of the
exactly
stars, wow. Jimmy Stewart, the
yes
biggest stars were not crummy people. I've got to tell you that. They weren't running off to do parties. In fact, some of my best friends in the industry today, like Jeffrey Katzenberg, I saw him at Jim Giannopoulos, who was the head of Fox, and then he was the head of Paramount, and he collects Bibles and things. And I said, Jeffrey, where are you leaving? You're leaving early. He said, I always go to bed at 9 p.m. I mean, these guys are working. They're not out there. The people that are doing all the drugs and everything are usually the people that aren't working. So to get to your audience and say, don't judge everybody in Germany by Hitler. Don't judge everybody in Russia by Putin. Mm-hmm. Don't judge everybody, you know, in Hollywood by some, you know, miscreant. You just can't do that by Zucker or whoever you want.
Right,
they're
exactly
not all of that crowd.
Mm-hmm. Well, like you say, to your point, just like with Germany, it was only 10% of the people that were fascists, truly. 90% just went along to get along to survive because it was so oppressive. I mean, you could only imagine what the German people had to endure, you know, during the Holocaust. It's just amazing. And here with this cancel culture, people's jobs hanging on the line. You know, they don't want to say, hey, they're Christians or people of faith. I mean, there are some brave people who do come out and say, look, I'm going to stand for Jesus. I don't care. You want to hire me? Fine. If you don't, that's okay, too.
And most of them were at the, you know, Lord of the Rings. One of the stars said, you know, she was in great trouble. I mean, I think she said she prayed at one point, but she said, I was in great trouble because I couldn't stand the election. Oh, what election was it? It was the election of Biden.
Yes.
And she's saying it. And anyway, there's another side to Hollywood, so. You know,
well, I'm glad you're bringing that up because it needs to balance out. Because the thing is we see, Ted, as you were alluding to, the over sexualization of our culture. You know, down to the kids now, they're not pleased enough to have, you know, pornography on the adult side. No, let's get the kids involved. We'll have the drag queen story hours, teaching kids that are totally, you know, with things that are totally age inappropriate. And this is why the mama bears and the papa bears, the parents, these alleged domestic terrorists, are taking a stand, because it's immoral. And we cannot allow our kids to be, you know, attacked by our own government and be given this sense that it's okay. You know, it's not okay. We are injuring young minds, and we know what Jesus said about, about injuring children. He's not real happy with that kind of stuff.
No, neither am I.
Yes.
So I agree.
Yeah.
Now,
amen.
Do we have any time for movie?
Yeah, 5 minutes. Good night. The documentary about two computerized Oppie. Okay.
Yeah, it's not Good Night, Ron Howard.
I was thinking Opie for a minute, and that was just like, I said, help me, Ted. I'm on a line out here. Oppie. Good night, Oppie.
Yeah, Oppie is one of the two. It's a documentary about the two Mars rovers that NASA. You know, I worked for NASA for a year in the 64-65 and tested the flash point of fuels, and I was a research engineer there. It shows how old I am. But anyway, I knew these guys at Jet Propulsion Lab. I knew some of them who designed Oppie and designed the Spirit, and they were incredible. I mean, they were working with imagination, because nobody knew what was going to happen when they got there. They had to do this all from, and it's very exciting. There's, are these going to make it? And they were designed to make it for a couple of weeks, 90 days of data from the Red Planet. However, Spirit ran for 6 years. I'm reading our review. And Opportunity lasted 15 years.
Wow.
Outlasted some of the humans who were working at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. So it's very exciting. It's a great opportunity. It's been nominated for a lot of awards.
Wow.
Including the Academy Award. And now most people don't like documentaries, but this one is very exciting, and they did an incredible job. And those guys in the 60s and 70s who were working at NASA, we worked in the 60s with a slide rule. Believe me, it was a miracle that we
old school
anywhere.
I know. I took my first class radio license with a slide rule. Just so you know. Just a little sidebar here. All right, Spirited. What do you have to say about Spirited, this musical fantasy?
Well, Spirited, you know, has some content that you don't, but it's cute. It's actually, they should have taken out any bad comment, and it's got Will Ferrell and as the ghost of Christmas Present, and as Jacob Farley, and you know, a young man is being confronted by the ghost, but he turns the tables, Ryan Reynolds, on the ghost of Christmas Past, Present, and Future, so that they're now the ones that he's investigating to see whether they should be. Anyway, it's funny. It's a reverse movie of Charles Dickens. It's got some funny lines in it, and if they hadn't put foul language and miscellaneous, you know, immorality, it could have been a movie that kids like. So it's
exactly
as well as it should. It's got 28 obscenities. Why would you put the S word in and F word? Why would you put F word in? But, forget it. I can't.
Exactly. Well, maybe they'll learn from the reborn of Father Stew. We could only hope, right? Just a sidebar comment.
But I got to talk about the best movie coming out right now.
Okay, we got two minutes left, so go ahead. Puss in Boots.
Okay, just let me tell you, Puss in Boots is plus one, 4 stars, excellent. I watched it. I loved it. I thought it was great. Everybody who reviewed it loved it. Puss in Boots has one last wish. And, you know, he's greedy and selfish, and Kitty Softpaws, he walked away from her at the church. You know, the church is featured in it. Faith is all the way through this movie. And he gets to the end to find the star where he can get the last wish. And you've got to decide, you know, is he going to help anybody else, or is he going to still be a selfish? He's gone through his 9 lives, so he's in the 9th life, and his whole life is at stake. It's very good. Very Christian, very positive, and I can't commend it more. I liked it.
Excellent. I got to get my grandkids and I. We got to get in front of that one. And that sounds like a must see. A minute left, and good news here for our good friend Alex Kendrick, huh?
Yeah, and Alex is a friend. He was my radio engineer when he was in his teens, and he's always been my friend.
Yes.
And I love him, and I'm. You know, he had a stroke, and he's actually struggled this year a lot. And he's really brilliant, and he's really wonderful. And I'm praying for him a lot. And I'm glad he's gone through it. I'm glad he's gone through the cancer, you know, the removal of the little cancer spots, which I get every year, too. But some of them are worse than others. So you have to worry about him when you get to be as old as I am, 76. But, you know, melanoma kills a lot of people.
Exactly. No, I'm very much aware. Well, I'll tell you, we just interviewed Alex, as you know, and I'll tell you, he was terrific. Well, Dr. Ted, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And I know that you're going to be working through the holidays because that's what you do and it's how you roll. And I look forward to talking to you again, our audience as well, next year as we bring in 2023, okay?
Okay. God bless you, Bill.
Bye. God bless, pal. Bye.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated?